This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's Gadio.
Welcome to Nicholas Snow Live. This broadcast is originating on Monday, April 20th, 2015, at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time.
In this particular episode, we highlight the Kellers. Barbara Keller, who is chairperson of the board of Desert Age Project, her fabulous husband, Jerry, and their grandson, Graham Berger Sachs, who gave the most talked about, surprising, heartfelt performance of the evening. He stole the show, and that's why Kristen and I have decided to make this our first of about 8 episodes about the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards that took place February 7th. Kristen, what would you like to say about our interaction with the Kellers that night and Graham's performance?
Well, I think they are a fabulous family, and obviously Graham is one of the shining exemplars. His talent was incredible. His sincerity and poise were incredible. And I also liked it that he said his grandmother was very cool.
And we know Barbara Keller is cool. So right after this, we'll be back with the Kellers on the red carpet and that amazing talked about performance by Graham that you're going to probably hear first if you weren't there that night. And let me tell you, there are thousands of people who are wanting to have heard that song, and they're going to get to hear. By the way, Graham is the official copyright holder of the song, and we're honored to be able to bring it to you in this episode of Nicholas Snow Live coming up.
I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu.
Who is a hero? A movie star?
A TV show host?
A fabulous fashion designer?
Or a spicy chef?
We are all heroes when we help others.
Join Dining Out for Life and be a hero in the fight against HIV.
Take action. Dine out. Fight AIDS.
Participating restaurants donate a generous percentage to help people in your city. Make a reservation now at diningoutforlife.com.
Prepare yourself for a snowstorm of global proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Nicholas broadcasts live almost every day, and he wants you to be a part of the conversation. If you are listening live, the phone lines are open now. Call 347-215-8866. That's 347-215-8866. We're screening calls right now, so get dialing. Call 347-215-8866. While he's screening callers for today's broadcast, here's some important information for you. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. At any time, 24/7, you may direct tweet at @TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangout. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiz now. That's youtube.com/snowbiz now. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. And now, on with the snow, show! Celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist, producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. reaching millions of people worldwide. Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Graham, I'm a fan of yours. I'm a subscriber to your YouTube channel, believe it or not.
Thank you.
I'm Nicholas Snow.
Nice to meet you.
So your grandmother is one of the coolest people in the world, but you probably know that, right?
I definitely do. She is certainly one of the most hardworking, awesome people that I know.
Well, she feels the same way about you, I know. Tell me what you're doing in the show tonight.
I will be performing a song that I wrote called Something You Can Do, and it's specifically for the Desert AIDS Project and all the work it does, and I hope you like it.
I'm sure we will. Barbara, one of the things that I think you've really accomplished is that you've moved Imagining No AIDS from the intellect to an emotional reality. Do you feel that as well?
I feel that, and I think tonight we'll even bring that home more. Very proud of that. I feel as though it's part of my legacy.
It certainly is, and I could, as a client of Desert AIDS Project, I'm so grateful to you and your whole family and everything that you do. And as always, you look gorgeous. Jerry, what would you like to say about this fabulous family of yours, from your wife to your grandson to your gorgeous daughter, everyone?
We are the luckiest people in the world to have such a beautiful, wonderful family, live in such a great place, and be able to do so much. And by the way, it's more than a, it's becoming a physical reality, Imagine No AIDS. That's really happening with the Get Tested program. It's spectacular. It's taken off.
Totally. I was at the Get Tested Coachella Valley update earlier in the week, and the work that's happening in Palm Springs has been a shining light to the entire world. And my headline about this event that was on the Huffington Post said, Desert AIDS Project inspires the world to imagine no AIDS.
Bill Clinton said so at the breakfast. He is so impressed with this microcosm of a place in this valley and everything that's going on here. So that was really exciting.
Well, thank you all for your leadership, and I'm so excited to see three generations of your family at tonight's event.
Thank you so much, Nicholas.
Break a leg, Graham.
Oh, thank you.
Good evening. My name is Graham Berger Sachs. I'm 13, and some of you may be wondering what I'm doing here tonight. Well, for starters, my grandmother is Barbara Keller. She's the one who introduced me to Desert AIDS Project, the work it does, and why. That I'm proud of her certainly goes without saying. Because of Desert AIDS Project, I decided to write a song that I will be performing tonight. I hope it has the same effect on you as it has had on others, and will make you realize that there is something you can do.
There is a time and a place for regretting, but it sure ain't when you're living, 'cause time sure ain't forgiving. And whenever you start forgetting, why, it's only the beginning of the end of reminiscing. is a time and a place for grinning, but it sure ain't when you're winning. You need to keep on listening. Whenever you start complaining, there'll be nowhere to be running, and in the end, you'll be sinning.
And Nicholas Snow Live continues after this. Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, those people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs. Housing case management, very unique in the nation, that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert Age Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Your co-chairs, Barbara Keller and Jim Casey.
Entered seventh grade, I came home at the end of the first day and announced to my dad that I loved my English class. Oh, he was thrilled, as he was always a language buff. He had me memorize a bit of Hamlet when I was four, all the way from "See thou character, give thy thoughts no tongue," down to "And this above all, to thine own self be true, and thou canst not then be false to any man." I further told him that math was really easy, and he was relieved. Since just that day, a man who worked for him had excused an error he made by telling Papa he was absent the day division was taught at school. Really. French was formidable. I said, mon père et moi, we love practicing français ensemble. But then I made the mistake of telling this highly educated, education-minded Papa of mine that history was really boring. Hold on. Step back, he said. Did you say history is boring? History is the most fascinating subject. It kind of reminded me of when my mom used to tell me that crust was the best part of the bread. And okay, yes, when my dad talked about World War II and the melting pot America is and life before electricity and the flapper era, he did indeed bring all of that to life for me. But memorizing dates in my history class, not so much. My dad, after all, was born in 1912 and had fought in World War II, living through quite a bit of the history in my books. That's when I began to think how I was living through a history my own kids and grandkids would only read about. I went on to march for civil rights and fight for women's rights. I made it through the beatnik era, the hippie era. I remember where I was when Kennedy was shot, when Nixon resigned, as I'm sure many of you do as well. And I mention all of this to you because of the young gay man new to the desert who came over to me at a fundraiser a few months ago. He asked about my involvement with the Desert AIDS Project specifically and mentioned that at his young age, he didn't know anyone who died from AIDS. Oh, terrific, I thought. But then he said he didn't think he knew anyone HIV positive either. Oh, yes, you do, I assured him. We have acquaintances in common, you see. They had just never felt a need to mention their status to him. I told him that we've come a really long way and that we're never going back. I went on to clarify that HIV-positive people aren't only gay men. In fact, we have plenty of straight men and women taking daily HIV meds here in the desert. I know of two women, one in her 70s and one in her late 80s, recently diagnosed. And if they don't take their meds, they'll advance to AIDS and die. But if they do take their daily regimen of pills, well, DAP is here to help them live long and wondrous lives. All of us, yeah. All of us need to know our status early so that with the right counseling, medical care, and medications, those who test positive can go on to live healthy lives. I think of us as just inches away from stopping the spread, from curing this disease. Each of us here, you and me included, is making certain that we'll share in that history, that we can proudly say we took part in some way. And after living through this evolution, working with the dedicated DAP staff and especially the extraordinary medical staff. Thank you, Steve Scheibel, for mentioning names of so many of them. I will never again say that history is boring. And now that my dad is almost 103, he'll be happy to hear that. Thank you all so much for being an important, supportive part of this journey until there's a cure.
So tonight and for many a day and night leading up to this, we have all been imagining a world without HIV/AIDS, an AIDS-free generation. Personally, I never thought this day would come, that it would even ever be possible. But as we sit here tonight and imagine, we must also remember. Remember what the last 30-plus years have been like. Remember the struggles of those who were brave enough to fight this fight in the early days. For me, there are certainly times over the last 30 years I cannot easily forget. I remember coming out to my college dorm mates in my sophomore year, feeling a sense of freedom. Finding other gay men at my college, friends to all go to the one gay bar in town, Wizards. Especially on Monday nights when it was $5 to get in, all you could drink from 8 to 9. And dancing to Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Memory lane. I also, unfortunately, remember that freedom and euphoria suddenly being dampened because of hearing about what back then was called the gay plague. I remember on a summer break when I was waiting tables at the Pantry Diner, an older, and I'm sure they were like all of 30, gay couple that came in every weekend urged me to get my first HIV test. I told them I did, and it came back negative. Truth be told, I lied to them. I didn't get tested. Why bother, I thought. Didn't matter. Even if it was negative, because I was gay, sooner than later I would get AIDS and die. That's what I thought. I remember going back to college the next semester and getting the guts up to get my very first test. Sweating it out for weeks, waiting for the result. Negative. What a relief. I also remember thinking I should go back in the closet. Go straight so that I could live. I remember the next summer when I was working at a press agency on Broadway. My job was to answer the phones, do the filing, run errands, and empty the trash cans at night. My boss told me not to touch George's trash. He had AIDS. He would empty it himself. I do remember the entire office went to the hospital to visit George. We donned what could only be called as hazmat suits and went into George's hospital room. I do remember the next week, George died. I was devastated. Was that my fate? I remember getting my first job on Wall Street, my dream come true. And I also remember thinking, no knowing, I had to pretend I was straight. Not only to keep my job, but to not be looked at as one of those who were infected with AIDS. I remember living in Manhattan and taking my own silverware to restaurants so as not to catch AIDS from someone who might have eaten there before me who was infected with the virus. I remember waking up in the middle of the night, drenched in sweat, thinking, I have the night sweats, I must have AIDS. Never thinking, mind you, it was from the fact that I live on a third floor walk-up. It was August. I had one window and no air conditioning. There are so many other memories of tragedies, of fears, of friends lost. But somehow along the way, because of organizations like Desert AIDS Project, I also remember, little by little, how hope started shining through. I'll echo that. That with each day, each month, each year, things did seem to get better. And here we are tonight. Imagining an AIDS-Free Generation. So, before I go, I want to ask everybody to indulge me for a minute. I know the food just came, so put your forks down. And I can see y'all from up here, just so you know. Put your forks down for a minute. Close your eyes. Just close your eyes. And remember. Remember your own personal journey with HIV and AIDS. Remember when you first heard of HIV/AIDS and your reaction to it. Remember your trials. Remember your tribulations. Remember those that you have lost, and those who have battled, and those who are winning. Now open your eyes. Look at your table mates. Look at the table next to you. For each and every one of you here tonight, whatever reason, whether you're a PFL 100 women member, a board member, a ticket holder, a sponsor, an honoree, a guest of an honoree, a table mate, has been a part of this journey. A journey that has allowed us to imagine. So I want to thank each and every one of you here tonight. I'll applaud everyone. For because of everyone in this room, there is truly hope for the next generation. So that the next Jim Casey, the next Barbara Keller, the next David, the next Helene, the next Annette, the next Harold, the next Gary, the next Kurt, the next Heather, the next Bob, and for the next Taylor Rose, who has not been born yet, will have the opportunity to turn to us and ask to hear the story of what was HIV/AIDS. We have a lot of work to do. Thank you. Enjoy the night.
Imagine a world without HIV.
Imagine an AIDS-free generation.
Imagine helping to create it.
Imagine.
Imagine.
For more information about the annual Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, visit DesertAIDSProject.org. Search Facebook for Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, or search for the very powerful hashtag #ImagineNoAIDS.
Imagine.
Imagine.
And Nicholas Snow Live continues after this. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at DesertBusinessAssociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Wow, Kristen, what a really special episode. And isn't it so lucky for us in the Coachella Valley, especially me as a client of Desert AIDS Project, that we have a family like the Kellers rooting for us?
That's right. And I would be remiss if I did not mention that in the Coachella Valley Independent, as we record this, there is a huge article about the love between Barbara and Jerry Keller, which also, I think, extends to the love they have for the Coachella Valley. And you could feel that love. You can feel that love every day, and you could especially feel it that evening of the Steve Chase.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiznow. That's youtube.com/snowbiznow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.